Former Suffolk Police Chief James Burke was sentenced to 46 months in prison for beating a chained suspect and then covering it up. WSHU's Charles Lane reports that Burke pleaded for mercy, but received little.
Clean-shaven and dressed in his tan jail uniform, Burke apologized to the court, his subordinates in the police department, and the people of Suffolk County. He painted his three-year-long cover-up as a single incident in a 31-year career of service. Burke's face went softer and unwavering when his victim, Christopher Loeb, spoke. Loeb was also in prison uniform, and he clenched his fists as he told the judge that Burke shook the foundation of trust he had in law enforcement and that he will never feel safe with cops again. The judge called Burke a dictator and was unmoved by the 87 people who wrote and spoke on his behalf. After the sentencing, former police detective and current county legislator Rob Trotta said this was the beginning of the end of corruption in Suffolk County.
I'm hope there's more arrests. I think there's more people involved in this conspiracy. I believe there's people probably in the district attorney's office involved in this, and I hope they all come to justice.
Under Burke's plea deal with federal prosecutors, the government recommended 51 months. U.S. Attorney Robert Capers said after court that he was satisfied and what the judge handed down was close enough. Officials have also signaled more arrests are likely for those who aided Burke's corruption. Charles Lane, WSHU News.